If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 19th day of October, 2010. Happy birthday to Evander Holyfield, who is 48. John Lithgow is 65. Nino DeFranco of the DeFranco family is 51. And in 1998, George Martin retired from the music business, known as the Fifth Beatle, an amazing producer and a major driving force behind the Beatles. All right, so I've been sort of answering questions on this, and I don't know why, because I had been doing this as a part of a video on Bill TV Macon 2, and I thought, well, it's kind of easier to do it here than it is to set up a camera and actually do a video. Although, the second channel has always had trouble finding itself. It's kind of like an unruly teenager or something. but it'll happen. It'll happen. So people are always asking questions, and I really don't know what to do with them. And they'll either come in by comments or email or just something that people will post. And I got an interesting post on a recent video where the person just simply wrote, and it wasn't a hate comment. It was just an honest comment. They wrote, "I don't understand your humor." And let me say, you're not the first. Don't feel badly. You're not alone. A lot of people don't. And I got kind of tickled at comments like that, because it, first of all, I don't ever post anything negative about anybody's video or work. If I don't like it, I just don't say anything. Because I go with this premise that people don't post things on YouTube. They don't go to the trouble, again, to pull out a camera and to set up, to try to make a nice video and, say, "This is total crap. I think I'll put this on YouTube." No, they don't do that. So I never say bad things about video, because I think that people really are doing the best they can. And I instead like to encourage people to make videos, because I think the more people do and the more videos you put up online, the better they get. So if people start making negative comments about what you're doing, then you're going to get discouraged. You're going to say, nah, I'm just not going to deal with this anymore. And you'll, go outside and undertake some healthy activity that will make your life more fulfilling and you'll live longer. All right, let me rethink this. Anyway. So I thought it was a really interesting comment, and I'm sure there are a lot of people, which is why I'm not partnered and don't have more subs than I do. So, I'm never going to be one of these multi thousands of people subs, like Wheezy Waiters, the first one that comes to mind, Vlog Brothers, of course, I have my own opinions about the different generations of YouTube. And I think the people that are there now will never have the kind of success that the earlier successful people of YouTube, like Hexacoral and Charlie Isokula, like, and Nariman, and the other thing is, I'm amazed at the major YouTubers that I know nothing about. People will say to me, "Oh yeah, have you ever heard of Dipstick Moron? He's got over 1 million subscribers." And I go, "Who? Wait, you've never heard of Dipstick Moron? No, I'm sorry, I don't. Who is Dipstick Moron?" "Well, he was the big deal at VidCon." "Gosh, I'm sorry I didn't spend $1 billion to go out there to see that. I wouldn't know who the hell he was." it's really a weird world if you think about the place where we put ourselves and what we do on a regular basis, which is put videos up of ourselves doing things. Other people watch, we watch what they do, and then we get on this thing and talk about it, which I'll stop doing now. We'll see you tomorrow.